We're already at rivalry week here as we end college football season, the regular season for 2015. I'm Jacob Bunn, along with a college football professor here at BunnSports.com for the BunnSports.com podcast. And here we are at the final week of the season, and this is when all the teams play their arch rival, and we'll get right to it in just a moment. First of all, I want to mention, of course, last week, you know, Ohio State was knocked down by Michigan State. Several other upsets in the top took a tumble in the college football playoff rankings. So that leaves a weekend this week that has a lot to be determined. And so let's get right into it. Now, I want to start with the game between number 16 Navy and Houston. And this, of course, Houston was unbeaten until last week when UConn knocked them down. And Navy, and we know what Keenan Reynolds is doing with their offense, and he potentially is a Heisman contender, and Navy is a one-loss team. So who do you see winning this game, Professor?
It's going to be quite a game. I kind of lean toward Houston, but I'm just not sure. I wouldn't know which team to really pick on this because Navy has that option down, and they've got just a very good team, but Houston does as well.
Let's talk about a couple of SEC games, but first I want to get your take on the Civil War, and no, not the one that was fought in the 1860s, but Oregon State is at Oregon this week, and Oregon's playing better as of late, but they still have the three losses. I think people are getting a little hasty in how well they're playing. Who do you like in this game?
Well, I think you've nailed hit the nail on the head. Oregon is playing well, and Oregon State's not playing well. So if one team's not playing well and one team's playing well, that means plus, plus, plus. So I think Oregon wins this game easily.
SEC game on Friday afternoon on CBS 1:30 as you go through your second round of Thanksgiving dinner, perhaps on Friday afternoon. Missouri at Arkansas. This game, when they selected it, probably had it looked like a lot of promise, but not so much now.
You're right, and you know, I guess the thing that would surprise you is that how close in proximity are Arkansas and Missouri, but yet this is only the seventh meeting of those two teams, and Missouri leads that 4-2. Now you remember, Arkansas was once in the Southwest Conference, Missouri was once in the Big 12 Conference or whatever they were, Big Eight. I think they were the Big Eight. And then they merged into what is now the Big 12. Well, Arkansas got out of there before then, so that's why they've not played much. They've never been in a conference together.
Okay. Georgia at Georgia Tech. This game, of course, the triple option gave Georgia a lot of problems this past weekend as Georgia Southern came in there and took them to overtime. This is a big one for Mark Richt. Can he get it done?
Well, I think that Georgia was playing Georgia Southern to prepare for Georgia Tech. Well, if that's the case, they're not very well prepared.
No.
But I think they'll win the game because something has happened to Georgia Tech. It's just they've gone in the tank big time.
Louisville at Kentucky, both teams need a win. This was in Commonwealth Stadium. Who wins?
Well, Kentucky, Louisville, I'm going to say that Kentucky is going to pull an upset here. Now, this all-time, their all-time record is Kentucky has won 14 times. Kentucky's won 14 times and Louisville's won 13 times.
Wow.
So Louisville has an opportunity to bring it to even Stephen, but I don't think Stephen's going to win. I think it'll be Kentucky.
Bear with us, folks. We've got a lot of games to get to this week, but we'll continue with North Carolina. At North Carolina State, we know the Tar Heels are vying. Well, they're not really vying for a college football playoff spot, but they're vying to knock off Clemson next week, and they survived by the skin of their teeth in Blacksburg this past week. But something tells me it's going to be another test for them.
Well, I think you'd have to say that North Carolina, the Tar Heels, would probably win the game. But, you know, North Carolina State is a team that reminds me of one of these little biting bulldogs. They're just tough. They're tough. You kick them and all that kind of thing, but they still keep coming at you. So I wouldn't be
Amazing.
Surprised if there's not a big upset.
Like
here.
A pack of wolves almost.
Right.
Yeah. Vanderbilt at Tennessee. This one's in Neyland Stadium. Tennessee, we know how they finished the season, not with a particularly strong schedule, but they have finished strong. They've beaten some teams. They've drilled Kentucky and some others. Here's another chance for them to get a win over what is an improved Vanderbilt team.
Yes, the 109th meeting of the Vanderbilt and
what do we call
Tennessee.
It? Is there a name for this game?
Well, I think it's the Pride of the Mountain or something
all
like
right,
that.
Sure.
But it's all, I'll tell you this, it's all Smokies. It's not much Nashville in
okay.
it. Because it's a 74-29-5 record is the record between these two teams.
Yeah, the Commodores haven't had much success in this game.
No, well, they're built for more, for the able to ride up the Tennessee River.
Right.
The Commodore, but once they get out of the water, they're not any good.
Yeah, there's one spot on the Tennessee River that's not favorable, and it's right off. It's called Neyland Stadium. Texas A&M is at LSU. This game's at Tiger Stadium, and I wanted you to pause for a moment and talk about the game and who wins, but also Les Miles and a lot of speculation. By the time you listen to this podcast, he may not be the coach at LSU any longer, about his job security. Where do you stand on that, and what do you think about that situation in Baton Rouge?
Well, all I could say is it's just it's puzzling to me that LSU would want to get rid of Miles. You think about it. He's had much more success than the Texas A&M coach has had, and yet, the Texas A&M coach is viewed as someone that a lot of people want and they want to keep. So think about this, Jacob. They want to fire Miles, or a lot of people do, because they've lost three straight games. Yet the Memphis coach has lost three games, and they gave him a raise and wanting to extend his contract.
And that's something. Yep.
So it just says that LSU football is just much, 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 much at a higher level than most of these others are.
Let's jump back to Friday and talk about the two bigger games on Friday. Number one, Iowa travels to Nebraska. Of course, Iowa is 11-0. Nobody saw that coming. Well, if you did, you're one of very few people who saw it. Nebraska's lost a lot of games close. If you look at the line on this game, it's almost even. A lot of people think Iowa's got a chance to win. Nebraska has a chance to win this game at home. Who do you say? I think the Hawkeyes get it done. Who do you think?
Well, I do kind of think that the Hawkeyes get it done. But, Hayden Fry's a great coach. So is Tom Osborne. And so we'll have to see which one of them is able to come out on top.
Yeah, Hayden Fry and Tom Osborne. And nowadays we have Mike Riley and Kirk Ferentz. Baylor is at TCU. This game, of course, the Bears and the Horned Frogs took a tumble. And TCU lost again last weekend to Oklahoma in Norman, but they put up a good fight. But here we go, Baylor trying to hang around. They're trying to just be there in case a bunch of teams lose. But I think TCU might win this game. I don't know why.
TCU lost by the whisker last week, but they were playing a third-string quarterback. Now, I think a lot's going to depend on whether or not Boykin is able to come back and play or not. Well, Baylor's probably playing their third-string quarterback. So this is kind of interesting in that these teams have had quite a bit of, they lost these major players, and it's hard for them to keep going. But I just think that somehow that TCU, the Horned Frogs, are going to rise up here and burst the bubble of Baylor.
Okay, well, I'm in agreement there. Clemson at South Carolina. Clemson, of course, traveling to Columbia to play the Gamecocks, who want to play spoiler. That's about all they have left to play for now in this season. And Clemson riding high at number one in the college football playoff standings. Do they get knocked off here by South Carolina? Is there any chance for the Gamecocks?
Well, I can't see it now. When you look at it, it's a strange thing. Clemson and South Carolina, their record, Clemson has dominated South Carolina over the years. I think they've played over 100 times, and Clemson's won a vast majority, maybe 65% or something of the games they've played. But it's hard for me to imagine that South Carolina can step up and beat Clemson.
Yeah, I think Clemson will win this game. UCLA at USC, the Bruins seem to be playing better at the moment, and I'm going to give the edge to them. Who do you think?
I think UCLA win the game. I think both teams have been very disappointing to their fan base. It hadn't been the year that either of them thought they would have, but I think UCLA's got a little bit more, but, who knows?
Ohio State at Michigan, couple weeks ago, we looked at this game and said, that's the one. Circle that one. Ohio State has to travel to the Big House. Rivalry game. We know how much Jim Harbaugh hates the Buckeyes. Well, it happened to a team from Michigan. It's just a week earlier, and Sparty got Ohio State. Now they come into this game, and I wonder if there's a little bit of a letdown effect for Ohio State, and they come into this game sagging, knowing that their college football playoff chances are all but shot at this point. And Michigan is hanging around. I like the Wolverines to pull the upset.
Yeah, I'm sure that Harbaugh and and Meyer are real bosom buddies, and so they'll enjoy being together in this, getting together in this game. But I'm like you. I think Ohio State's going to feel a little bit of let down, and I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan doesn't win the game.
Are we going to have fried eggs, scrambled eggs, or poached eggs, or boiled eggs as Ole Miss travels to Mississippi State for the Egg Bowl? I have to get one of those in. I mean, college football playoff. I mean, the college football professor comes up with so many analogies during the show. I have to say something every once in a while. But the Ole Miss travels to Mississippi State, and again, Mississippi State has won this game in the last few years as well as Ole Miss has done. They have not been able to beat the Bulldogs. Does it happen again this weekend? Is Ole Miss? I guess if Auburn were to beat Alabama, they could get back to Atlanta.
I think Ole Miss is just about ready to lay an egg. And they would do that in the Egg Bowl, of course, because of Dak Prescott. I think Mississippi State might win this game because Ole Miss is just, you know, they've kind of spent themselves.
Okay, well, we'll continue with Notre Dame at Stanford. And this game, you know, a lot of people thought was going to be a playoff game for that playoff spot, but it's not because Stanford, of course, suffered the second loss to Oregon a couple of weeks ago. Notre Dame's only blemish on the year is at Clemson, and here they are with another quality win. And to try to seal their case, say we're better than a potential Oklahoma or someone else to get in that playoff, but this is going to be a tough one on the road.
I think that Stanford will win this game by 10 points. I just believe that they are a better team than Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a very good team, but I think Stanford just better than they are.
And we go to Florida State at Florida. This game played in Gainesville. Tough one for Florida as they continue to be they are just rated low in the top 10 in the college football playoff, and it's because they continue to win unimpressively. Last week against Florida Atlantic, they went to overtime. 20-14 win there, not impressive enough. And Florida State looks like the bear that'll bring them down. But you know what? I like Florida in this game.
Well, I don't know that I would go along with you on that because okay. I think that at this point the Gators have an 11-game lead on the Seminoles in their head-to-head rivalry, and I believe it'll be 10 after this week.
Okay, well, so you're going Seminoles. I just think Florida. They've been winning games ugly, but I think when they have to play, they're going to play well and set up a pretty interesting matchup with Alabama.
Well, I'd like to ask you one question, Jacob. Okay. Where do you see Florida getting their offense?
Well, they don't have much offense, but they do have a good defense, and I think if you have a low-scoring game, they could have a turnover, a special teams play or something that could set up some points, and they could win this one 13-10 or something along that line. So that's what I'm thinking. I don't think Florida State's going to run roughshod over them.
Well, I will say this. Don't you think you would agree with me? You know, in soccer, when they've got these ties, I don't know all the rules of soccer, but it comes down to a kickoff. You know how they come to that game. If this game comes to the kickoff, you know, where the teams finally just say, well, let's let the kickers kick, I believe Florida State's going to have advantage there.
No question. Florida, with a walk-on, backup, whatever they have now, I think that Florida State, with Aguayo, who is one of the best kickers in America, even though he had one return for a touchdown that cost him a loss earlier in the year against Georgia Tech, I still would give the edge to them.
But Jumbo Fisher ought to stop trying those 75-yard field goals.
Yeah, that 75's a little long for anybody. Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. This one they call Bedlam, and this is a big one in the college football playoff landscape. Oklahoma State suffered their first loss last week against Baylor. Oklahoma beat Baylor, but they suffered a loss earlier in the year to Texas. But the Sooners are playing well. But you know what? The way this is going back and forth, I like the Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are going to rope the Sooners.
I think this will be a big win for them. I think you can give it to Oklahoma State. And then the final game we're picking today, of course, the Iron Bowl here in the state of Alabama. Alabama at Auburn, the number 2-ranked Crimson Tide in the college football playoff. They've been rolling through everyone, LSU, Mississippi State. And here they go into Auburn. And by the way, last week a 56-6 win over Charleston Southern, which, you know, is Charleston Southern. But in years past, they have sometimes struggled in those games. Not the case this year. Auburn, on the other hand, has been a totally different tale. They have struggled in just about every game they've played. They lost a tough one to Georgia. They lost to Ole Miss in a tough game. They did get the win at Texas A&M, but they lost a heartbreaker to Arkansas. They lost to Mississippi State, and, of course, they were pounded by LSU. It has not been the kind of season the Tiger fans were hoping for. Here they are, though. Everybody knows that Auburn could rectify a lot of the wrongs by beating Alabama. Who do you like in this game, and explain why?
Well, this is the 80th meeting of the Alabama-Auburn rivalry.
So you're going to tell me that Alabama's going to win 80-0 because of the 80th
no,
meeting?
No, I'm not going to say that. I think Alabama will win the game, but I do think Auburn is maybe better than what they've looked at times. They've got a lot. I know this. They have a lot better players than what they produced this year. But I think that Alabama's defensive front seven will be the key to winning this game. I think they'll win because of the defense now there'll be a lot of other factors that goes into this. You know, Jacob, a team is never stronger than its weakest link. And that's why teams try to cover up their weak link, and their opponent seeks ways to exploit that weak link. But you know, life is like that. We're all vulnerable at some places, our weakest link in our life. But, see, we have the Lord to help us. But in this situation, it's left up to a coaching staff, their scouting, their film study, and all that, looking for and probing for the other team's weakness. So Auburn's been looking for what is Alabama's weak link. And of course,
what is it, by the way? Well, you're the professor. You're supposed to dive.
I'm not sure I know what their weak link is. But I think Alabama would be looking, though, for Auburn's weak links.
Yeah, I don't think they'd have to look long and hard to find one there. You know, you look at this game, you size it up, and I hear what you're saying, and I agree, but Auburn can put up a fight. I've been trying to find a way for Auburn to put up a fight, and I don't see it. I think Alabama wins this game and wins it comfortably. The spread is something like 14. I think Alabama will double that. I think 28, 35 points. Alabama's going to win this one very convincingly. And unfortunately, for Auburn, you know, you've seen that the last few years. They've had some close calls. They've had some wins. Incredible win last time it was played in Auburn. But you've also had some 49-0, some 36-0, and it hadn't been pretty a couple of times. I think this is going to be one of those. And I think there's going to be some answers and some decisions that are going to have to be made after the season by Gus Malzahn and that coaching staff.
Well, let me ask you this, Jake.
Okay.
You can look at this two ways. Well, Alabama's playing for, you know, have a lot to play for. Auburn has very little to play for. But so you could say on one hand that Alabama could come in tense about it. But on the other hand, they could come in absolutely fit to be tied, ready to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I think Alabama, it will, you're right. And I think you look at the 13 game, and Alabama was favored by a lot in that game, and they came in a little tight. And I think Auburn exploited that very well in the game and kept it to where they were leading and then close, and then Alabama took the lead late, and then Auburn kept it close. They were able to tie it, and then, of course, we know what happened on the last play. But I think that's a key there. If Alabama comes out at all tight, and we know what they're capable of if they're not, but if they come out tight, Auburn then can seek that. But I still look at it, and I say this game in the fourth quarter, in the third and fourth quarter, how Auburn is going to stay with Alabama is going to take some major, major work by that coaching staff and some players, and I just don't see it. But we will see. We will be back to recap it with you next week. And an SEC championship game that will be Florida against somebody, most likely Alabama, but it could be the Rebels of Ole Miss or Alabama, one of the two of those. But we'll see next week. For the BunSports.com podcast, I'm Jacob Bunn, and I'm joined as always by the college football professor. We hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will be back next week.